Good morning, everybody. This is Chip Littleton from Avini Health Company. I also am from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. And we have really, really interesting, I guess apparently a kind of a fun topic to talk about this morning. I was listening to the chatter between all of you before the call, and there's nothing quite as good as digestive health for levity, but it is a serious topic. And so at some point I might go through some of the clever little things that everybody was saying, but oh my goodness. Fiber. Avini Plus Fiber. Why would that be such a big deal? Why is that creating a stir? And you think about it, it's one of the most basic macros. One of the most basic parts of a healthy diet of a healthy human. And so, you know, even though we often talk about the things that are, you know, highly creative, highly specific, usually they have to do with the big issues. You know, toxicity with cell defender, microbes and pathogenic things, with both cell defender and Z immunity and, structured nano silver. And then misery with Avini's Plus Relief products. You know, these are big, big topics, and fiber is maybe even at the very top of all of them. I think the reception that I'm hearing from you is interesting because, you know, Rick and Neil have seen this before, clear back to Rexall Sundown. That was when Rick first started formulating fiber products. And then we ran into it again when Rick was formulating for Weora. And it was a popular product there. Why? Why is it such a big deal? And why is this one extra, extra special? Of course, one of the reasons is the timing. Another one is what he's learned along the way before getting here. And the fact that he has the freedom to make it as he wishes. And if you were listening to him speaking last night, the formulation has a lot of history to it and a lot of basics involved, but he's still working on the flavor. And the flavor has to do with going to use as a sweetener. It sounds like it's going to be an orange, maybe that tang-like flavor is going to be it. And I was just thinking about how you take it. And he stressed several times last night that you do it 15 minutes before a meal. But I'm thinking, and another benefit might be 15 minutes before not a meal. People were asking about what about meal replacements yesterday. And I thought, one of the most important things to replace a meal with is not a meal. You know, if you've been hanging around with us for a while and you've been studying what's maybe trending or interesting or suddenly discovered to be effective in human health, one of the biggest things is fasting. And one of the biggest challenges to fasting is hunger. And if you were thinking about what would be a really popular product, it would be something that controlled hunger. How do we get in trouble? What drives us to do things that maybe we shouldn't do or consume things that we shouldn't, that overcomes that filter between our hand and our mouth, which is the most important filter? And certainly one of the biggest things would be hunger. And so I kind of wanted to approach this in that way because I think you're going to see a whole bunch of people doing better. And it's going to be up to us to figure out, okay, why. You're going to be amazed at the testimonies that come from having a product like this introduced into a group of people. And you're going to be thinking, how can that be? And if you're going to, you know, name our Wednesday morning calls, it might be the how can that be call. Because on Tuesday in the morning, we have Darren And everybody comes in and gives testimonies. And then in the afternoon or the evening, depending on where you are, Robin has Robin's family style call, which is largely testimonies. Yesterday, Rick and Neil were our guests on it, and they both had really, really important points that we're going to touch on today. So that's just some of the thoughts that were going on in my mind. And as you listen to these things, and I will say I went through listened to Rick and Neil four times in preparation for this morning, and I take notes on what they say, but I also take notes on what goes on in my mind when I hear them say it. And that's where this hunger thing comes from. It comes back to the back to basics thing. It comes to the point where genius is really to support automatic body function. We don't really want to have a lot of intervention from, you know, doctors, diagnosis, prescriptions, and pharmacists. The genius of and the power of Avini is to go back to having your own system working properly. A clean, healthy body fixes itself. And boy, is this ever coming down the clean path, right? If you want to run clean, this is certainly one of the best ways to do it. All right. I'm going to back up just a little bit and talk about what Neil introduced to us yesterday. The big event coming up in Las Vegas, the last day of September and the first day of October, which are Friday and Saturday, has been formally announced now. And he said that 40 people had already signed up yesterday, and they just introduced it yesterday. The goal is to have 300 or more of us, which is a large percentage of everybody who's here right now, show up. And that's about 10 weeks from now. He has a contest for people who sponsor 5 people between now and then. They get some special rewards, essentially cash, towards their travel. The event itself is provided free. Avini provides the event free. And that includes meals on especially on Saturday, the breakfast and lunch, a continental breakfast and then a Tuscan lunch with that. And it's about $500 for him to host each person that comes. For him to do that, he has to commit. And so probably one of the nicest things, the kindest thing that any of us can do is to have us and anybody else that we can invite, let him know he's coming, they're coming early. You actually do get sign up for tickets and you get a spot, and it is possible that we could sell out. So, but for planning purposes, if we want to be kind to Neil, we want to let him know that we're coming. So that's part of what's going on with that. I think that's really crucial to listen to that. Neil did also announce that he had a, during the call yesterday, he got announced to him that he had a new grandson, so that's really neat. I wanted to say something about getting noticed. And one of the ways to get noticed is through attendance. You know, one of the things that happens at a big event like that can be recognition. And I think people think a lot of times that recognition has to do with rank. But it's not really for me as much about rank as it is about I see you. I know that you're one of us. I know that you are genuinely interested enough to come and be there. And so those are really big deals about coming to something about what. You know, you build your base, you build your skills, you pick up languaging, you're able to say, I was with that person, I know them personally. So those are something. There's a little thought, and this is how I've always functioned in my life. Whatever it is that I'm doing for work runs on be there power. And by that, I mean, you know, you guys are on this call this morning. That's be there. you're on the Zooms, and likely if you can in any way, you're going to show up at an event like that. And that's what I call be there power. It's one of the biggest gifts that you can give to something that you're doing and representing. Certainly it's one of the things you can do for your family, to be with them, for yourself, to be there for your assistant, to do these right things, get out and do some walking and some exercising, and you know, maybe just dangle for yourself if you want to get something extra out of that day. Decide that you're going to be, you know, significantly better when you show up at that event than you are today. And you're going to use these products and these ideas to do it. So that's a way to get extra punch out of our launch event in Las Vegas, last day of September, first day of October. All right. That's what we got. All right. So let's go over and take a look at what they're saying about fiber. I actually have two complete sets of notes, but I tried to kind of summarize what Rick said are the big, big things about having the proper fiber in your system. He sort of started out with things like digestive motility. And that comes down to bowel transit time. When you eat something, how long is it in the process before it leaves you? And you want that to be proper. You don't want it to be too long or too short. You want it to be right. And you want to be moving a significant amount of material through your system because if it is the proper kind of material, it cleans your system. Remember, one of our big themes this morning is going to be running clean. We want to be running clean. We'll go to some of the – this is a Dave Johnson quote for me. He always says that he's quoting somebody else, some genius, but he said, there are countries with small toilets. They have big hospitals. There are countries with big toilets. They have small hospitals. I've heard it said that if you are with the plains tribes of Africa that are out hunting and foraging and gathering, a modern toilet wouldn't be big enough. So you want to be moving a significant amount of material through, and guess what? Where are a whole bunch of muscles located that you don't even think about? Where is exercise that's effortless? Seems to be, at least. That would be the muscles that are operating peristalsis in your digestive tract. You take a fiber, in a way, you just got a workout. You've got a gut workout. And believe it or not, I liked it when he said this. One of the things that people love about his fiber products is that their belly gets flatter. Well, how much money is going into flatter bellies around the world? However you do it. Well, here you have something that is going to lower the bloat, lower the accumulation of unexcreted accumulation of fecal material in the digestive tract and lead to a flatter belly. Interesting. You know, when we meet and evaluate people, even you know, driving by or walking by, or you're just glancing at the people around you in a shopping circumstance or in a crowd, you're constantly judging each other. You're thinking, is that an old person, a young person, is that a male or is that a female? What kind of condition are they in? I wonder if they're taking care of themselves. Well, indicators, just we really pick up and cue on those things. It'll be things like skin, eye brightness, if you have a healthy hair or a healthy skull, if your skull's showing through because you take all your hair off. That was part of the conversation before the call. All of those things that show are going to be accomplished inside of you, or at least a lot of it is, and this is one of the ways it's going to happen. So I really like that thought, 15 minutes before a meal, and why does he say you do that? Or in my case, my note on my own thoughts was 15 minutes before not a meal to control hunger so that you don't eat. So you could use it as part of an intermittent fasting program. You're not going to certainly break your keto and probably not break your fast with this. see how the numbers are when they show it. But he said, you're going to lower hunger. You're going to lower bloat. You're going to lower body weight. You're going to reduce sleepiness and fog. Isn't that cool? You know, I bet you a lot of you are like me, and you run on feel like it. The most likely thing that you're going to do, or how much you get done in a day, has a lot to do with how you feel, whether you feel like doing something or not. I believe that this product is going to lead to even more of you feeling like being a wider, more productive, more alive version of yourself. What is the basic thought of a beanie? We're fascinated with things that are alive and what makes us more alive. He talks about reducing gassiness, flatulence, bloating, accumulation of cholesterol inside of your body, and he talks about the sticky protein B that is the thing that makes dangerous cholesterol cholesterol. He talked about balancing. You know, I asked him why, whenever he brings his fiber product to a company, it climbs to the top of the company in sales. Why? Why is it so important? What is it that people like about it? What are they talking about with each other? Well, certainly, you know, weight is management is going to be part of it. That mood and feel like a thing is going to be part of it. I would think hunger control is going to be a big piece of it. So one of the things that you can't see is going to be balancing the LDL and HDL cholesterol. You know, LDL is the one you want to be low. It's the one that has the sticky protein in it that can plug things up. HDL is the one that you want to be high. HDL comes from having a good diet and from good exercise. Actually, I was working with a guy who taught several martial arts classes every day. Maybe Chris Bruce is like this, I don't know. But when he got back, wanted to do some blood work, the only thing that was out of range in his entire blood profile was HDL. And he asked me about it because he was worried about it. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, that's like a compliment to you, buddy. You know, one of the things that you want to be high is above the range. And HDL is caused by a good diet and exercise. And so that balance is going to be great. And then how does that show up besides those two cholesterol numbers? If you're monitoring your A1C, that is long-term view of inflammation. It is a long-term view, like 3 months is what they're looking at, of how well you're controlling your sugar. And I heard in the conversations before the call, which are always enjoyable, people talking about, and you know, you guys with your humor, I don't know, someone said, like it might have been Robbie, that I can sell the crap out of this to people that are trying to get out of their diabetes problem. And that led to other people saying, well, I'm going to be the guinea pig. Like Darren said, I'm going to be the guinea pig for that because that's a problem that I need to work out. But how huge a market is our diabetes problem? How big is that? It's gigantic. I got a kick out of, you know, Dave Johnson again. He said, this is going to be our biggest mover. Oh boy, having fun with that one. Somebody said this is going to be the number one product for number two. You guys, I mean, it's you know, you guys could be, well, we probably should have a comedy show. Maybe I should have you guys stand up and do a little comedy skit at the beginning of the deal on Friday afternoon where the distributors speak. That's going to have a distributor training and how you talk about these things. But little things you say to catch people's attention. Number one product for number two. That's kind of clever. Big mover. That's from Dave. And so those kind of things are you know, and it's important. And we are sort of like medical people. You know, your nurse or your doctor, you have to be able to talk to them. Well, if it's a person that you turn to for natural health products, you know, you're going to talk about these kind of things. And we need to be absolutely comfortable and effective speaking about that. I liked it also what he said about whether or not there were probiotics. Dave typed in, you know, are there probiotics in the product? And the answer was no. That's interesting. He said, and Dave said, is there zeolite in the product? The answer was yes. And so the reasons behind that are interesting, and I'm gonna jump right into our old favorite book, Fiber Fueled. And I thought I wanted to have a reference for this. So I just opened it up to a page that I had marked this morning, the Fiber Fueled book, and it was the perfect page. Maybe every page is the perfect page, but I didn't have to look any further. This is what's on page 74 and 75 of the book Fiber Fueled by Will Wolfowitz. The big black writing at the top is, the single greatest predictor of a healthy gut microbiome is the diversity of plants' fibers in one's diet. That's right, not Metamucil, not something that's simply counting grams of fiber, but the diversity of the fibers in your diet. And that's part of what's provided by this product. And so here's another quote from it. Recognized American Gut Project study also found that people who consumed, and this is about whether you need to have probiotics in the product that we're using or whether they're going to take care of themselves because you're doing that. Dr. Knight's American Gut Project study also found that people who consumed an increased diversity of plants and fibers had a greater representation of the short-chain fatty acid-producing bacteria. So a V equals diversity through plus fiber. That is so, so important. And so the short-chain fatty acid-producing bugs that are hyper-efficient at extracting those short-chain fatty acids for you, remember that's the ones that feed the lining of your gut, an adapted, stronger gut, if you will, you will get better at things the more you practice, and so does your gut, when it has the diversity of fibers within it. And that's really the entire overall punchline of getting this fiber thing correct. And it's the theme of the Fiber Fueled book. And so that's 74 and 75 of Fiber Fueled by Dr. Will Wolfowitz. And so that's a big, big thing. So those were some of the highlights and punchlines. The A1C, that's big. The bad bacteria are fermenting. Remember, one of the big questions, when people start using fiber products, then that leads to flatulence and bloating and all that kind of stuff. Well, why would this one be different? And it's because especially of that diversity and supporting the good bacteria and making it less hospitable for the bad bacteria. Remember, our ideal digestion when it comes to fibers is more oxidizing or burning it, breaking it down, or having it pass through intact. So we have both soluble and insoluble fibers. The bad bacteria are the ones that ferment things. So those are the anaerobic bacteria. If they would be the kind of things that blow up a balloon on a bottle, if you're ever seen anybody make wine or something in a bottle and put a balloon on top and the balloon expands and then the balloon deflates when the bacteria are done doing their thing. And so you don't really want too much of that process going on inside of you. And the fructooligosaccharide, FOS, or inulin, all those things mean the same thing. Fructooligosaccharide is FOS, is inulin, is the type of fiber that supports good bacteria, makes it less hospitable for the bad bacteria. So that microbiome thing, that's another basic that you have to get right. Microbiome is so, so super important. And really, all of our products are leading that way, and this is the macro part of that, to have that mixture of fibers. And he says, you know, Rick kind of made a joke after. He said, you know, to do, you know, half of what you need for fiber in your system, it would take 14 apples with the skins on or 22 bananas with the skins off. You know, he has a little bit of fun with his speaking, too. But it gives you an idea of what is going to be in, and you use this twice a day. Let's just say you bought into my idea. And the first thing you did was to use it to suppress hunger. So you used it 15 minutes before not a meal, and then 15 minutes before your big meal. And that was the two times you used it. That's a little bit different than what he said, but I take a little bit of, you know, just thinking, okay, how can we work that into our lives? And I know a lot of us are striving to do better, and part of that is probably skipping breakfast. Well, what can you do to suppress hunger or delay that first meal of the day? Doesn't matter if you have breakfast as long as you have it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, what do you do in the meantime to keep, you know, from having hunger overcome you? This is a great way of looking at that. All right. I thought it was really interesting what Rick said about the suppliers. It's competition out there for formulators and companies to get things like bottles. He said he just got 9 pallets of bottles and caps just for the Plus Relief product. You know, the bottles and caps for this product are going to be bigger because it has a scoop in it. I mean, how much space is that going to take in a building just to have enough bottles or enough canisters to send a product like this out? So he has a relationship, especially with the suppliers of the ingredients. And I wanted to tie that together with you and how you build your teams and how you build your businesses. Why would a supplier listen to Rick Deitch? Why? You know, little bitty company, brand new since May. It's because they know him and they know what's going to happen when he gets involved in a company. Things are going to get big. Why do people join some of you that are on this call in a network marketing business? Because they know if you're involved, it's going to get big. It kind of like wipes that question off the table in the first 2 minutes of the conversation just because of who's talking and who's calling. And over time, people will get back in touch with you. Are you still doing that healthy thing? Are you still doing that healthy stuff? Are you still involved in, you know, building networks? And that can lead, the fact that you're still there can lead to great things happening in your business. And so it shows you truly believe in that you're going to be there and that if you put your hands on it, the chances of it doing well are almost assured. And I know a lot of you folks have, you know, 20 years or more, and people will come up and they'll say things like, are you still doing drops? Are you still doing those healthy products? Are you still looking for the things that make people healthy? And if you can say yes, then, you know, it makes them want to join you. Those are some of the things that I wanted to say, looking over my notes here. I think that's what I've got. That's kind of some of the stuff I had prepared for this morning. We've used a good chunk of a half hour. May I please ask
a question?
Open the lines. Who is it?
It's Joyce. All that you're saying about the fiber is fantastic. I can't wait for it. But I have a little thing in my mind that I keep questioning. I stay away from artificial sweeteners, and I stay away from artificial colors, and I feel like maybe that Tang stuff is, I don't know. I don't know about it. I don't know enough about it, so I'm just asking about that.
Well, you know, obviously, Tang itself, it was a flavor that was developed for NASA for the space program, apparently. That was the flavor mm-hmm. that some of the first things went up had. And it's the flavor. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a Tang itself, obviously, which was basically a sugar drink. It was Kool-Aid. My daughter was actually, this Kool-Aid, I don't know if you know, but Kool-Aid is a Nebraska product, And one of the pageants that my daughter won, she was Miss Kool-Aid for a year. That's kind of interesting. Obviously, Kool-Aid, Tang, but it's the looking for flavor and a taste. A lot of people wanted chocolate. I'm going to kind of trust Rick to get that kind of thing right. I know he's still searching for how to get that flavor right. And whatever it is, I'm sure I'm going to use it. And I'm probably also sure if you look at us as a group, we are not going to be just enthusiasts, and we are not going to be just purists. A lot of us are seeking to be clean, and we just talked about that. Some of us are almost militant purists, even a little bit, like something that comes in a plastic bottle. There was a big argument about one time when Rick had his zeolite in a plastic container and people wouldn't touch it because it came in a plastic container. And I thought, boy, that is like hyper purist, you know, that little tiny, you know, that. And so I do think, you know, he's aware of such things, and it does need to be palatable. It does need to be usable. It needs to, you know, not just stay in the container. And so those questions like you raised, you don't want people to reject it because of something that's in there. So I hope you're being a lot of girl. Oh, well, thank you, Joyce. And anybody else?
Chip, this is Barb in Billing. My first thought on that Tang orange thing color is, if the zeolite's in the product, the zeolite's going to pull out any toxin that's there. And the other thing that I was thinking to you talked about us being humorous. So the HDL cholesterol and the LDL cholesterol, I developed this wording to tell patients that the LDL cholesterol, which is the bad one, I call it the low down dirty cholesterol, LD. And the HDL I call the happy cholesterol. And that helps them remember which one is the one they want more of. And I thought I'd share that with you.
That's great. And that languaging, you guys pick up on what Barb said. And, you know, HDL is a happy one, the one you want to be high, or high-density lipoprotein. Low-density lipoprotein is the bad one. She calls it low, down, and dirty. We don't want that. And why is because it has that sticky protein B in it. You don't want it to be sticky. You want it to move freely, and the HDL is the slick. The LDL is the sticky. And so that's great. And please, you guys, anytime you get languaging like that might help the others to in their conversations, that's great. Thanks for bringing that up, Barb. Okay, anybody else?
I have a thought, Chip.
Okay,
good morning. It's
female first, well, and then I got two guys. Robbie, you're last. I think that was Robbie.
I'm good with
female
it.
First.
Let's do it.
Female first.
Okay, hi. This is Paige.
That's Paige.
On Joyce's thought, I have to say, and what you said, I used to be one of those people that was very militant about my ingredients. But thank God for the zeolite, because I have relaxed a little bit, because learning over the last 6 years about the glyphosate that was used in the soil, and now it's in the rainwater because it's water soluble, and people are, say, I just read something, over 8% of people randomly tested had glyphosate in their urine and their aluminum in the sky, things that are just completely out of our control. I have lightened up, and I'm buying fruit when before it's like, well, I can't find it organic, so I'm not going to buy it. It's like, you know what? There is no such thing as organic anymore. So I'm a little more relaxed. I also don't want the artificial stuff. If you can at all avoid it, great, but we just can't avoid toxins. So thank God for the zeolite. That's my thought on that.
Well, that could be the theme of everything we do. Thank God for the zeolite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you,
yeah.
Kate. Okay, now, I don't know, there was another male that wasn't Robbie. Who is that?
Yeah, that was me, Chip. This is Thane.
Okay, I got things. Got you. Go ahead.
Cool. So the one thing that I want to reiterate, something he just kind of hit on and glanced over, but I think it's a huge, huge talking point for everybody that needs to hear it again. The interesting thing that he had mentioned is the fact that your body will actually sequester chemicals and toxins in fat reserves. And so the idea of your body going into a self-preservation mode by continually building and creating fat reserves to maintain and hold on to all these chemicals and toxins is actually a brilliant type of body self-preservation. So instead of your body allowing those chemicals and toxins to keep floating throughout your bloodstream, is absolutely brilliant because you send in the zeolite to pull out all the chemicals and toxins, and then your body says, oh, hey, we don't need the storage unit anymore. Let's get rid of that too. And that's, for the most part, that is something that is earth-shattering. A lot of individuals, specifically, I don't want to mention her name or her condition, but she has a really nasty liver complication, and she's tried to lose weight, and she's adjusted her diet, she's tried exercising, she's, you know, doing everything possible, and she's only been able to move the needle just a little bit. And as soon as I started telling her and talking to her about that very specific thing, that preservation mode that the body goes into, the light came, and she said, you know what, that makes perfect sense. So I think something of this nature needs to be addressed, needs to be talked about, needs to be shared, because of the fact that, let's face it, there's a lot of people that are concerned about packing around a one-ton chassis on Toyota Shocks. You know? So the interesting thing is we have the ability to help people out with this. The other thing is, I mean, you know the numbers better than I do, Chip. You've already, but talk a little bit on the fact that we're outgrowing the current facility that's down in Florida. And Rick mentioned yesterday as well that we're going to be outgrowing it here probably the end of this year, beginning of next. That's huge.
Well, I first of all want to thank you, Thane, because that was a glaring omission in what I spoke about this morning. I'm always worried that I'll miss something out of my notes, but remember that name, Stuart Lonke, which is Rick's partner in a lot of the things he's written, and especially Stuart Lonke's book. All you need to know is the title of it to start with, Toxic Obesity. Toxic obesity. And that is what Thane just presented to you, the sequestering of toxins in the fat cells, and the fat cells become reluctant to give anything up because one of the things that they're doing, their intent is to not let those toxins back out. And so if you look at our product line, it would be definitely working through the problem of toxic obesity, and I really did miss, I intended to say that, and so thank you. But remember that name, that's Rick's partner, Dr. Stuart Lonke, and the title of one of his books, Toxic Obesity. It's really important. And he and Rick wrote Invisible Killers together, which is about toxins as well. So thank you, Thane, for catching that. That was a glaring omission in my presentation, and you caught it. Okay, Robbie, you're next.
Hi, Chip. Hi, everybody. Thanks for all of your sharing. Hey, it's a beautiful day in Spokane. I'm up for a walk, completed 2 miles, but I've also been on a 40-day fast, just now into my 23rd day. I've lost 21 pounds. But every morning I start with a saltwater cleanse. I just cleanse the colon with sea salt every morning, and I feel great. Every morning I wake up, I've got energy galore. Some people say I might die if I keep this up, but I'm the same weight I was when I was in high school. I'm now 72, so it's wonderful. I've been taking Vini products right along with this every day. For 23 days, I've only had two tiny little snippets of bread that I take at church on Sunday, but other than that, nothing. And I'm excited about these new products, because after I get off this 40-day best, what am I going to do then? What do I eat? What do I drink? What do I take to keep myself healthy? So just excited to be on this. I'll be in Las Vegas for sure. My wife and I, daughter Stephanie, maybe a couple other people. We're gonna bring some folks with us. So thankful and grateful for all of you. Have a great day.
Wow, that's a spectacular effort, and you can totally reinvent yourself in a lot of ways, mentally, spiritually, physically, with that kind of a step. And then when you come out of it, what Robbie said too, what in the world can you eat with a clear conscience? What in the world can you put into your system with a clear conscience? And certainly, these products are part of that. And I like what he was saying, that he's essentially doing an Avini-assisted renewal of himself. And so it's an Avini-assisted fast. And so you wind up with what I call Avini-assisted enhanced autophagy. That's a gigantic word, A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y, which is essentially self-eating, is, you know, literal auto self and phagy eating. You're literally throwing things on the fire and burning them that have just accumulated in your system and not been functional. So it's quite, and you don't have to do it quite that drastically. Most people that did something as long as what Robbie's talking about would go into a facility and have constant medical observation of themselves to do something like that. Obviously, you know, the sea salt is providing him minerals, so he can't get into trouble that way. But that's a gigantic step, and probably very few people will take a big step like Robbie just described in their lifetime. But even if you do a day or a couple of days here and there, it's quite a renewing process for you. And if you go 3 or 4 days, you go even deeper into all that cleansing. So that very interesting comment, Robbie, that'd be interesting to talk to you next time. It'd be a fun thing to talk about. Anybody else?
The biggest challenge I have is after 40 days, what do I eat? What do I drink? Maybe a vegan will get a meal replacement. I don't know. I think I need to be a vegan. All the stuff we eat and drink seems like it's full of toxins. I'm sure so happy we have something to rid that. And I've got a testimony. I fell out of the truck about a month and a half ago, June the 9th, actually. Thought I broke every bone in my body. And I can tell you, I got on this walk this morning and did the cleanse. I feel like $1 million. I don't have any pain at all. But I attribute that to the products I've been taking with the Vini. For sure. Thank you.
Hey, Chance, this is Darren.
Darren, I got one thing to tie on to what Robbie just said. Robbie was talking about being out on a walk. Walking is a powerful concept. And when you use those kind of behaviors along with your Avini product, and fasting is also a behavior, you get better benefits. Rick talked about going to a conference where he sat down at a table with the Surgeon General of the United States, the head of the National Institute of Health, the head of the World Health Organization, and those are all government bodies. They can be right. They can also be really, really wrong. The discussions he described at that table were interesting. But I thought that one of the most interesting things was the title of the conference. When you listen to these things 10 times, you pick up, you know, details like that. What was the name of that conference where he sat down with all those big leaders? It was 10,000 Steps to Healthier People. And it just essentially was highlighting the importance of walking. 10,000 Steps to a Healthier Person. And so I just wanted to chime in and say that's another healthy behavior. So those healthy behaviors, don't use your products as an antidote to bad things. Use them in conjunction with good things. All right, over to you, Darren.
Hey, thanks, Chip. You know, I'm looking forward to the product because I'm, you know, blood sugar number 2, and I don't want it. I don't want that horrible, whatever you call it, disease. But I've got a lot of friends and a lot of people I'm associated with that have it too. Not that we have a group or shirts, but you know, a lot of people don't want it. They want to get rid of it and they just don't know how. And I don't want to say if, but when I get rid of it by being on this product, holy cow, I will be extremely happy. Because then I can get off my medications for it and not have the issue I had 2.5 weeks ago and just, you know, live a long, healthy life. That's what I really want.
So, Darren, I'm going to give you the job coming up with, for those people who are improving in that area, the name and the group, the slogan, and the shirt. Yeah, you got to come up with that.
Oh, I will.
That'll be the name. And I can't understand why the other group would not have a group, a slogan, and a shirt. You know, so that's great. Yeah, that, you know, it's one of the biggest problems. What is the secret to having a company like this do well? One of it is, you know, you go face to face, toe to toe with the biggest problems in the people today. And what Darren just talked about is certainly one of those.
You know, the shirt could say, get rid of number two with number two.
There you go. Okay, there you go. That makes you think a little bit.
Hey, Chip.
This is
Marilyn.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, hi, Marilyn. Now, Marilyn, this is Marilyn Castle. She is a medical research person and has come around to this side and has the longest history with Rick because she and Jim Castle go clear back to Rexall Sundown with Rick. So folks, Marilyn Castle.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, you talk about the book Fiber Fueled. I bought it last September and read about half of it and then, you know, life happened, but I'm rereading it with anticipation of our new product. And one of the things I learned in this book was a prebiotic is very important, and I heard Rick say we're going to have a prebiotic in our fiber, so I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, well, you could kind of think, you know, that's one of the most important points about it, and then that leads to the environment where the probiotics can grow and the proper ones grow, mm-hmm. and then they make the postbiotics. And so the big punchline out of Fiber Fueled is if you get the prebiotic or the fibers right, and that comes with diversity, you know,
mm-hmm.
soluble, insoluble, multiple sources, then the other two parts of it take care of themselves. Marilyn, I'm so happy to hear your voice on this call. I know you know tons and tons. Is there anything else, you know, while we got to talk, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think it's important. I went to a talk, and a nurse was talking about she'd had the big C 10 years ago, and she changed her life. She changed her lifestyle, and she's very much in, she's a wellness coach now, but she talked about eating the rainbow, and you know, I was at the grocery store the other day, and I really choose, now I'm really looking to try to be diverse with my microbiome and picking different colors where I wasn't like that before. And I think that's important, you know, when you're at the grocery store, you know, is this really good for me? You know, I love the little lemon cookies or the lemon bread, you know, but I just walk by that part now because I'm really, really working on eating more fruits and vegetables. Yeah, so that's.
But it becomes easier to walk by because your mind is overcoming the urges and then you can use a product like this to make things like hunger, you know, less difficult to fight with.
Right.
All I got.
I think of you often, Chip. I know, you know, I was telling Jim, it was a lot more fun to go to the grocery store 6 months ago before I started listening to Chip. And now, you know, you're like on my shoulder.
Well, it's good to have a chip on your shoulder in this case. Before I let you go, Marilyn is super smart and super unlikely to talk. So give us a little bit of history. I know you go clear back with Rick. Just say something about what it's been like to be around him for so long.
Well, Jim and I were introduced to Rexall Sundown, I think it was back in the late 90s. And we had a doctor that introduced us to that. And, you know, we are very thankful because that got us on the wellness track back then. And then we were lucky that we got into Rexall. We met Rick. You know, we went to the conferences whenever we could, learned about the product. And we feel, you know, people, we know that that sounds braggy, but, you know, people in our age group, they're so unhealthy. And younger people, and that's why we like hanging with you guys, because we have people that are younger than us, our age, older than us, but they look great because they're working at it, and that's encouraging.
When you flipped from the medical side to the healthy side, you kind of said that began with the introduction by the doc and Rexall Sundown.
Right.
What was it that began to bother you? Because you had a career. I mean, you were high up, very impressive positions in medical research. Maybe a little bit about what you did then, what made you flip over to the other philosophy.
Right. Well, I was in insurance and healthcare for 20 some years, so I understand the healthcare system, and, you know, claims and case management. And then I flipped to clinical research, which I was in that for like 17 years. And, you know, when I worked at Aetna, I worked with actuaries. And then when I worked in clinical research, I worked with statisticians. And, you know, because I dealt with the FDA and the CDC for 17 years, and you know, I don't want to get political, but, you know, we've seen they're not always telling the truth. Well, I saw that many years ago. And you know, saying, oh, you should do this. It's just like the pyramid. When I finally realized, you know, the pyramid that was introduced to us, I don't know if that was in the 60s or 70s, you know, and how unhealthy that was. You know, you just have to be your own advocate. That's the bottom line, I think. You have to use your brain, read these books, listen to people like you, and take accountability for yourself, because it's been our goal for 25 years to stay out of the hospital. And we haven't been in the hospital, you know, because we don't...
Yeah, thank you so much. And there is a divergence opening up between the people that are doing good, healthy things and those that aren't, and you certainly observe it. I want to go back to the beginning of the call because of, you know, you probably gathered that I know something about Jim and Marilyn Castle. And that was really, really helpful just now when she began to speak, right? How do I know that? It was one of those moments at an event when I had a chance to talk to just them and me. And it just etched in my mind who she was and where they'd come from. And that's the kind of thing that you can't predict, but it happens at these events when you're suddenly face-to-face with somebody that's really important and you know, you become recognized. Right? You begin to recognize each other. I feel like I know them. Maybe a lot more than a few minutes would indicate, but that's the kind of thing that can happen. It's a huge indicator about them that they were there. You know, they're not just in this thing a little bit, that the ends get bigger and bigger. When you follow a guy from company to company and throughout his career, it really says a lot about really says a lot about, you know, you guys that are here. And I think one of the most important things we can do is I love catching someone doing something right. I love noticing people, getting to know them. Those one-on-one moments in those events can be so, so valuable. And I would just point to these last couple of minutes with Marilyn Castle as an example. I knew there was more there. I knew she doesn't speak very often. You often see her over Jim's shoulder in a Zoom. And what a precious moment to have you speak. Please, please do more of it, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we got to be close to the end. Anybody else want to close it? Somebody for a closer. Somebody bring this thing in, Andy.
Chip?
I
just wanted to mention.
Take them both. Female first. Yeah, go.
I just wanted to mention I heard from a naturopath which helped me. It's supposed to be one meal in, one meal out. Just as a guideline.
And who is that speaking just now?
Alisa.
Okay, thank you, Alisa. There's kind of a little rule of thumb, right? One meal in, one meal out. When it comes to zeolite, the next time you pee, you basically tap what you took last time. So if you wanted to use it the most often, you could take it every time you pee. And so that gives you a little bit of a rule of thumb on regularity. What kind of bowel transit times? How often should you excrete one meal in, one meal out? Kind of a cool little rule of thumb. Thank you, Alisa, for that. Okay, there was one other person that was going to close. There was a male. Who was that?
Steve Crowfoot.
Okay, Steve, you're our closer.
Just a little tip that I ran across when I was dealing with my mother with the number two thing that Darren was talking about. And she was in a assisted living facility, and they literally had a diet that definitely did not promote the blood sugar levels. And I was really frustrated because her morning blood sugars were up in the 400s. And supposedly they had her on a special diet. I took the bull by the horns, and at that point I was doing a green smoothie every morning with a good high-quality protein that was rated, in the top 10 of the proteins that were out at that point. And, a scoop of that, an apple, some lettuce, some kale, some collards, depending on what I had whatever particular day. And I would have her drink a pint of that. I'd take a couple pints down to her every 4 or 5 days, and she'd drink those. And when she thought about it, when she could talk one of the people to bring it to her, and within 3 or 4 days, her blood sugars were down in the 200s. And so, the fibers are tremendously important. And I'll just leave that as something you can chew on.
Well, once again, Steve Crowfoot is one of the emerging voices for Avini. He has been here with us and quietly, kind of like Marilyn. And I really, really love it to hear more of you being comfortable talking. And so thank you to the two of you and for everybody else that spoke today. It's great to have Thane and Robbie and Darren more likely to talk. Paige, obviously, is new. Joyce Rude, thank you. Barb from Billings. That's what makes this. And I really, really like it that you guys are finding your voices and you're speaking. We're just going to end the call and go on with our day. Great fun to be on these calls with you guys. I always think someday we're going to run out of stuff to say, but apparently it wasn't today. So see you around, Avini, you guys. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.